the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart, the female with the Fibonacci's. All right, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, very good, thanks, yes.
I was saying that I saw someone bigging you up on Twitter saying you were spot on there with your prediction of... saying they were looking at your chart again, NCCL, I think it was, Nkondesi, saying if it hits this level, it should go here. And so it's nice. They were sort of, looking back at your work there. And so that's always nice.
Nkondesi, it's right at the breakout level. So I'm really watching that one closely. That's like one of my... picks for the year. That's my minnow pick for the year. Marina asked everyone for their picks, and my pick.
Cool. All right. So today's three stocks. First one is Fairfax. That's ticker FFX. Announced that it's agreed to acquire the entire issued ordinary share capital of Q Money with associated e-money license, which is quite good. I mean, they can become essentially a bank, you know, so, which is very good. And yesterday, we announced a very bullish trading update. So what do you run? FFX. What do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Okay, FFX, amazing uptrend. We're 47 ish this morning. We're below those opening lows from 2014. Has two upside targets. First one is 50 point, between 49.80 and 50.1 is resistance. We could see a dip back there, back to perhaps 40. But for the next leg higher, but this is definitely trending higher. And then the next upside target after that is 65. But it's very, very, you know, stretched right now.
Yeah. Well,
dips, wait for little dips.
Yeah, but they've been oversold for a while, and they've had two bits of very good news out recently, which shows the company fundamentally is getting better, you know. So it may be overcooked here, but it was a bit oversold as well. All right, next one is a request, I think, on Twitter, but for Premier African Minerals, PREM. What do you reckon with Prem?
Yeah, Prem's been in a downtrend, you know, for a very, very long time. And if you go to a weekly chart and you want to know, you're basically looking, where are we going to bottom out? And we've done five waves lower from that 3.57 high in 2015. And then there's a relationship usually between the first wave and the fifth wave. And the fifth wave is either equal to the first wave or 0.618 of it. And if we apply that to that from that weekly high, and if we also apply it to the five waves from the April 2016 high, we've nearly tagged the 61.8, but we haven't quite. So that means our downside target is 0.225 and the low in December was 0.235. So there is a risk if you're buying this stock that it's going to go that smidge lower to 0.225 before it bottoms. But that is when they both line up together, the weekly and the daily projection, that should be a pretty solid floor at 0.225 for Premier African Minerals. And I'm putting an alarm there because I'm interested in this one.
Okay, and the last one is W Resources, WRES, provide an update on equipment finance grants and development for its flagship La Parilla tungsten mine in Spain. So what do you reckon, WRES?
Yeah, this one looks good. You know, moving averages are all bunching up and we've held support. You know, we broke above the 200-day moving average in September. We've come back to test it in December. You know, we've bounced around. We've made a wedge, broke higher, made a wedge, broke higher. We're doing it again. You know, we need to get above 0.516 on a close basis and we should be on our way. Then our resistance is going to be the descending trend line from the September 2015 high, which will come in, I think, if we break now around 0.6. If we clear that, we're on our way. I'm just going to move up to a weekly chart because that's what I need to do to get our targets. Okay, so the first resistance is going to be at 0.77, but the two upside targets for this, the first one is at 1.0, which is exactly the 50% retracement of the entire decline from the 2013 highs. So the first target is 1.0, and then the second target is 1.2, but I think ultimately this will end up at 1.45.
Okay, one question. When you draw a trend line, do you link up the close of the day or the spikes?
Okay, so I look at both.
Yeah, me.
I look at the spikes. But on an RSI, and a lot of people trade trend lines from they draw their trend lines on an RSI, and the RSI is on the closed basis.
Okay.
And so that's why it works. And you can draw your trend lines on a close, and then just be aware that they might still fail at the trend line using the spikes.
So that's
a good way to kind of, if you want to get in ahead of the trend line, because then your stop is the other side of it. Mm. You know, you could do it when you break the trend line based on the closes, but then just be aware you've got to take out that next hurdle.
Yeah, cool. All right, next time with the charts, and I'll put them on the company's pages at Fox and at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Speak tomorrow.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.